This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Monday, March 15, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. Public Enterprises Minister Barbara Hogan says that the US government has reportedly indicated to the South African government that it would abstain from the Eskom World Bank loan vote in early April. The vote is expected to take place on either April 7 or 8, 2010. The US had initially objected to the $3.75 billion finance package, owing to the fact that some of the capital would go to the 120 billion rand Medupi coal-fired power station. The US said that this could conflict with the World Bank's climate change policy guidelines. The decision to abstain appeared to open the way for the loan, while demonstrating the perceived responsiveness of the US to South African, international and US environmental pressure groups which oppose the loan. Meanwhile, state-owned power utility Eskom says that power from the first Medupi unit is still scheduled to come on stream in the first half of 2012. Eskom says that there's been no material delay to the construction schedule. Serious questions have been raised about whether or not the project remains on schedule ever since engineering contractor Marion Roberts indicated that it had been experiencing significant scope changes and delays with its boiler and the civil contracts at Medupi. The 4,800 megawatt power plant is being built at a cost of about 120 billion rand at a site in Limpopo province. Also making headlines, South Africa is still waiting for a 2.9 billion rand repayment from European plane maker Airbus, which hasn't acknowledged a cancelled deal. Eskom is in advanced but confidential talks on 5 discounted power contracts. South Africa's ruling ANC says its confidence in Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan has grown, contradicting its youth wing that said it was losing faith in the minister. And 3 suitors remain in race to buy Zambia's fixed-line phone operator, Zamtel. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.